Hey everyone, thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. My name is Miguel Garcia, and well, as you know it, I am barely Mexican. We are now finally in February. We survived January. Got real rocky there for a second. But yesterday was like a really good day. And so I'm feeling pretty confident in myself right now. We'll see how long that lasts, knock on wood. But yeah, so like this week went from like, well, the past couple of weeks have been real rough. Like I've had like 3 panic attacks this week. It's fine. I'm fine. It's okay. But anyways, so yeah. And then like, it just went like, I had panic attacks. And then on top of that, like they closed my position at work. So then I moved from like being in the back, putting out sales, working with inventory, doing stuff that I actually enjoy doing, to go into sales, where I have to interact with people and try to sell them things. And for the most part, I feel pretty confident in my ability to know the product because I built the product, I put out the product, I handled the product on a daily basis for basically almost 2 years. And yeah, so that happened. And so that was kind of stressful. But yesterday I did make a sale, my first sale. Well, it was my second sale. I had made my first sale on Wednesday, and then I had a panic attack on Thursday, and then yesterday I just made a really good sale. But I did make a sale. It was nice. I am going to be training in El Paso for like a week, so it's kind of like a mini vacation because literally I'm just going to be sitting down all day. Speaking of sitting down, my watch is telling me to stand up, and I'm super offended because it's my day off. I don't have to stand up if I don't want to stand up. But anyways, yeah, so some interesting things have been going on. Well, trying to figure out how to handle everything and move on with my life. And I would say so far, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say so far so good, but for today, I'm just going to try to make it a good day. I'm just going to live in the moment, and I'm going to do what I got to do today. I'm going to run some errands, and then I'm going to come home and I'm going to clean my bathroom because it's disgusting. But yeah, so I just wanted to do this first because I did get an email from Tristan. It doesn't say where he's from, but he did ask a really interesting question. I mean, at least interesting to me. I mean, a lot of people I know weren't really very fun. Like, not that they aren't fun to talk about this, but like he had asked if I, what it was like growing up religious, and if there's anything, like if I'm kind of ashamed of the background of that. And for me, like, it's kind of weird because like, yes, I was raised in church, but I, like, it was on and off. And so, like, there was a quick second where, like, when I was younger and, like, a baby, like, we would go to church. And then, like, we had stopped going for several years. And then once I was 14, I went back again. And then, like, from 14 to, like, 18? From 14 to 18, maybe 19, probably 19 at that time. From like 14 to 19, I had went to church, and then I stopped going for like 3 months, and then now I go not as much as I possibly would like. I mean, granted, I'm making this on a Sunday instead of going to church, so that kind of says that. But yeah, so I don't know. Like, for me, I have my beliefs. I have my, you know, that work for me. I've never been the kind of person to, like, force my beliefs on anybody. Like, we would do what's called, like, outreach and, like, go hand out flyers telling people about the church. But, and if they would ask questions, they'd be like, oh, well, what kind of church is this? And then I would answer them and then be like, Jesus loves you, or whatever the spiel was. But I would never try to, like, force my religion on somebody. Just because, like, not everybody's religion is going to work for other people. Like, if it does help out, that's great. And if it doesn't, well, now you know, you know? And I'm a big believer in at least trying something once. But growing up in, I think in my case, I mean, I'm not going to speak for everybody because everybody's experience is different. That's what I was going to say. Sorry. Probably have a brain tumor. It's fine. Damn it. I keep losing my train of thought. Yeah. So for me, it wasn't that hard. Like, or well, I don't know. Well, growing up, religious wasn't necessarily the hardest part in my life, if that makes sense. Like, it was, like, we'd go to church, and it was nice, and my pastor and his wife are beautiful people, always welcoming, always, you know, like, it's like a second family. So that was nice, and especially when you kind of come from a dysfunctional family, it's very welcoming and very warming and very helpful in certain ways, especially because when you, there were periods in my life where I legit just wasn't talking to anybody in my family. And all they had were the people of the church. And they helped me through those times. And I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, I'm glad that they were there. But for me, like, I was very, you know, like, I loved it. I loved going to church. I loved hearing the different messages, learning new things, you know, and all that stuff. And for me, it wasn't an issue. I didn't really have any issues with the people in the church until I started getting older and then making decisions for myself and making mistakes. And and then things kind of just happen, you know, people don't always agree on things and things like that. So for me, and I'm not ashamed, like, to say that I'm a Christian or that I go to church sometimes. But I've never been, like, I don't know, I've never been the kind of person who's, because, like, I feel like Christianity has such a bad, like, rep for, like, people, like, usually when people say they're Christian, like, they usually come off as judgy and judgmental and, like, oh, well, you're a sinner and I'm better than you. And I've never been like that because I feel like I'm barely Christian. barely Mexican, barely Christian, all insane. Barely human. So, no, but growing up, like, I don't know, like, with my mom was, like, very, I mean, in the Bible it says, judge not lest thee be judged or something like that. I don't know. I've only read it twice through and through. And, like, the first time I was, like, 15 and, like, the second time I was, like, 18. And now I'm 24 and so I don't remember my verses. And, but basically it says, judge not or lest thy be judged or something. You get the gist. Judge or you won't. Don't judge or you will be judged. And I've never been the kind of person, mostly because I've made plenty of mistakes in my past and I don't necessarily like, oh, well, she's a harlot or whatever. Like, no, like, so what? Like, Jesus loves her just the same as he loves me. So what's the point? And I've never been the kind of person where I'd be like, I won't sit with a certain kind of people because I'm technically a Christian and you shouldn't be seen around, but I'm just like, Jesus was around sinners the whole time. Jesus, like, sat with the poor and, like, Jesus, like, you know, it was the religious folks who actually killed Jesus if you actually read your Bible. So, you know, like, I've never really had that mentality of, like, oh, I'm better than you because I'm a Christian. I usually have the mentality, I'm better than you because you're stupid. And that's different, I think. That's probably why I'm going to, it's like God's gonna leave me behind. But anyways, so yeah, for me it wasn't hard. I didn't really have any issues. I don't regret it. I mean, I still pray, maybe not as much as I should be. I'm not as involved as I used to be either. Like when I was in high school, like I was the song leader, I was a Bible study leader, I was an usher. And that was fun. Like that was, and I loved to being involved in, like, in ministry and helping others, and I love doing all that. And then as I got older, and then I was removed from ministry because I wasn't tithing. And so basically I wasn't giving 10% to a church, and like Christians are supposed to tithe. That's just, I don't know. Other people have their, some people agree with it, some people don't. I was working at Dunkin' Donuts, living with some roommates, barely making minimum wage, part-time. So for me, sometimes money would get tight. And so they were, I mean, it's just the law. We have standards. It is what it is. I'm not bitter about it anymore. I was real hurt about it when it had all gone down. It didn't help though when I was removed from ministry. It was the same day that I found out my dad had died. So that was just a rough day altogether. Yeah, that was a real rough day. But I found out my dad died before I was removed from ministry. So the pain of being removed from ministry didn't hurt as much. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, I was really involved and I was very dedicated to one point. But then, like, as I got older, I was kind of just like, wait a minute. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I just don't agree. I question things. I argue with God. But that's my issue. The main issue, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, is I argue with God. And if you're not religious and you're listening to this and you're probably like, who even believes in God? You're an idiot. I don't know. I do. I've seen some powerful things. I felt some powerful things. Some things that I don't believe in coincidences. So, I mean, what else could it be? And so there was, like, I think I had in, like, either my first or second podcast to talk about me being diagnosed with leukemia. And they're like, oh, wow, you're going to die. And here's how you cope. And coming to grips with basically the fact that I was going to die. At 14. And then that's when I started going back to church and I had the whole church pray for me. 2 weeks later, I go back to the doctor and then they're like, oh, wow, you're fine. And then I was like, what the heck? You know, so I don't have health insurance. No, but it, so for me, like that was very powerful. Now some people could be like, oh, well, mishaps happen all the time and all this other stuff. But I remember specifically them saying, and I mean, they ran a lot of tests. They, you know, test after test after test after test. I used to be so afraid of needles. And then like that actually helped me get over my fear of needles because I was drawing blood so much. And they were doing a lot of lab work and all this other stuff. So it was a very scary time in my life. And the church was definitely there. I would pray and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I'm still here. So there's that. And I'm thankful for that. I struggle with things though, because I, like I said, I argue with God and I'm just like, oh, why does this happen for me and not for others? Or why does things happen for others and not for me? And like, it gets very, like, I don't know, like I was told certain things were going to happen within a certain time and those deadlines have closed. And so like now I'm just like, okay, God, where's the beef? What's happening? Like, where's my peace? Where's my, you know, where, you know, I definitely thought I'd be like married by now and all this other stuff. But it's like, I'm coming to grips with it that God's working in his own time. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not trying to bash the church or anything like that, because, you know, I think my church does a really good job of taking care of its people. There are certain some things that I don't always agree with, but I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, I'm only human. But I will tell you, I will argue with God like nobody's business. Like literally every day, like I'm just like, God, really? Like, why am I here? Just take me out now. But it's just crazy because, and especially recently, because I was kind of mad at him for certain things that had happened. Like, I was just like, well, what the heck? Like, what's going on? Like, why are these things happening and stuff like that? And I was taking out all my anger on him and not really focusing on the problem or the problems in front of me. And it was just causing me more hurt. So it definitely does help in times of trouble, though, where, like, I'm just like, okay, well, if I'm going through it, I can just pray. And even if, let's say I'm not being heard, it helps me to address certain issues. Like, it helps me sort things out and be like, okay, well, here's the issue. Here's what I need done. Here's what I'm having issues with. Here's what I'm having trouble processing or whatever, you know, like it helps me get my ducks in a row. And in a way that kind of helps too, because I'm like, okay, well, I prayed about this. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying just sit around and pray and wait for things, you know, just sit around and wait for things to happen. Like, no, you have to do things and you have to do things and pray to make things work. So growing up religious, I think definitely does have its good parts, because it definitely did save me from a lot. I feel like it saved me from a lot more trauma than I've already gone through. Which, and by the way, is a freaking bucket load, let me tell you. I don't even think I'm sane anymore. I'm pretty sure I should be in a mental institution with that much trauma. But yeah, so what was I saying? Yeah. So definitely it does help, at least to help me gather my thoughts. It does help me to just to vent and to let things go. But there are times too where like I have prayed and like things have been answered. And so I don't want to say it's a hit and miss, but God does work in mysterious ways and things like that. So I know there's a few church kids out there. Like, I mean, the church kids that I grew up that have nothing to do with the church anymore. They just like, they don't want any part of it, which is fine. It's their decision. Like their experience for church was completely different from mine. They were probably held to different standards because their parents were in ministry and my mom wasn't. Like my mom wasn't necessarily that involved in church. My mom was just a faithful church goer, paid her tithe and like moved on, you know? Whereas for me, you know, like, and I enjoyed it. Like I enjoyed at least the moral of the stories that come from the Bible. Like there's a lot of beautiful stories. There's a lot of sad stories. There's a lot of advice in the Bible too. Now don't get me wrong. I don't remember. Like if you read Psalms when you're sad or you're hurting or like there was this one time, and I think I had mentioned it. I don't know if I mentioned it because when I first started this podcast it was like way back in March. Oh my God, it's already going to be like a year and I only have 5 episodes. Is this 6? I don't know what episode this is. I don't know who I am. But there's a scripture, and it's one of my favorite scriptures in Psalms. And it basically says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will lift me up. And for me, that's what the case was. Like I've mentioned before, I didn't really know my dad, didn't really have a relationship with him, reached out multiple times, and all I got was nothing. Until I was like 18. And so when I had, and so me and my mom got into a fight, I left her house. Well, she kicked me. I don't know. I'm going to say she kicked me out of the house. Because she told me to never bother coming home. So yeah. And that was like a week before Mother's Day. And so on Mother's Day, he preached. We had a guest pastor come in, and because my pastor was preaching a revival somewhere, I think. And so, and I was very close with this because this pastor was the one who taught me how to do ministry and how to minister to others and, you know, how to, you know, be supportive of the church and how to do things a certain way. And so for that, I was very grateful. But I don't know if he knew the situation because I didn't really, like that day. Okay, well, let's talk about that situation right there. Okay, so my mom, like, it was a Sunday, ironically. It was a Sunday. It was a week before Mother's Day. And I, you know, I was moving. The plan was I was still in high school. High school was just about to finish. And so I was, after graduation, I was going to move out with some people in the church. And so I was already 18, you know, and everything like that. We had talked to my mother about it. My mom was okay with it. So my mom wanted to buy me a mattress. And so I get a text from my mom saying, hey, go to these websites, pick out what style you want. But she didn't specify as to a style for what. And I was like, what are we talking about here? And so so I was like, for the mattress? ? And then my mom went off and she was just like, I'm tired of holding your hand. You're a grown adult and all this other stuff. So my mom was just in a bad mood venting to me. And then she followed it up with, and I was like, whoa, like, calm down. Like, okay, I'll do it. And then she was like, no, don't even worry about it. Don't ever bother coming home. And so I was just like, she said, don't ever bother coming home. And I was like, okay, cool. I won't. And so I called up my pastor because we were learning a new song at church that day. We had learned it. And I saw my pastor. I was like, hey, can I talk to you? Just got kicked out of the house. And he was like, okay, well, you'll just move in quicker than expected. And that was fine. So we moved in. So that night, I go to church. And I'm lead songs. And so when I would lead songs, I would choose the songs like the night before. Like I would sort that out so I wouldn't have to worry about it on Sunday, because on Sundays I was always just like all over the place. Coincidentally, we had ended up singing the last song, which was my mom's favorite song. It's called Take Me Past the Outer Courts. It's one of my favorite songs. And so it was one of my mom's favorite songs. And so when we started singing it, I was on the verge of tears. And I was like, okay, God, like, I can't do this right now. Like, I can't show these people that there's anything wrong. And so, like, and I could feel God tugging on my heartstrings. Like, he's like, come on, just let it out. I'm here, just let it out. And so I was just like, okay. Eventually, like, I kind of broke down in the middle of song service. And I was crying and I was praying in tongues and I was, you know, like a hot mess. There was more snot in my head than brain at that point. It was a like complete disaster. And so, like, I ended up giving a message in tongues, which was unexpected. I think at that point I had only done it like once before. And I had given a message in tongues and it was over the pulpit and during song service. And it was crazy. Like, it was just like, and like after that, I wasn't hurting anymore. Like, I wasn't sad anymore. I wasn't like angry. I wasn't like, I felt at peace and that was really nice. And so anyways, fast forward to Mother's Day, and they preach about, you know, respecting your mother. They read that. Patrick was the one who actually gave me the scripture of though my parents, well, the guest preacher was the one who gave me that scripture of, you know, though my parents forsake me, the Lord will lift me up, and stuff like that. And like that helped. So that Mother's Day, because I wasn't planning on talking to her on Mother's Day, but I went, I spent my last dollar on a small little card and I wrote, though I know we're in a rocky place right now, just know that your sacrifices that you have made have not been forgotten. And like some other stuff. I don't even know if she could have read it. So I dropped it off at her work and she was out with Gabriel. And then, so she shows up crying. She shows up to the church that night crying. And then, like, and during this, some words had been exchanged from both of us in the moment, heated, angry. And then, so she shows up crying. She starts crying. I start crying. And it was just a big hot mess. We're in a better place now. We sorted it out. She says I ran away. It is what it is. We'll just agree to disagree with that. But in that experience, the church and like even the people of the church were very supportive. They were just like, you know, in times where I was losing my faith not just in my religion, but like also within myself, they were just like, no, you're strong. Like, you can do this. You can make it. Like, we all make mistakes. We all fall apart. We all, you know, like, it's okay. And they were very supportive and very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, they took care of me. And they watched out for me. And my pastor, and it was the last week of senior year. And I remember, like, I was like, pastor, I was like, I just need to miss a few days from school. I'll just sleep this off. Because that's how I would cope with things. Still kind of do. It's a really bad habit of, like, literally me just, like, sleeping for 3 days straight. And then be like, okay, let's get this done. Like, it's done. I don't hurt no more. Let's get it over with. And so, he was like, no, like, you have to go to school. Like, this is the last week. You have to make sure everything's in order so you graduate. I'm like, do I really need to graduate? And he's like, yes, you really do need to graduate. So needless to say, like, he would take me to church, or he would take me to school every morning. He made sure I was being fed and taken care of and all this other stuff. And, like, it was, for me, in that space and time, like, I'll forever be grateful for that, just for the fact that, like, in a time where I felt like I wasn't lovable or I wasn't able to be loved, you know, like, it kind of pushed those doubts aside for that space and time. So now, don't get me wrong, like, I still struggle with things like that, but, like, these people were so quick to just make sure that I had everything I needed, and they were so quick to, you know, make sure all was well, and, or as well as things could be. Like, they would be like, okay, well, let's go hang out, let's go do this, and, you know, let's go on these little random adventures. So that was nice. It was fine. It was fun. And it did help me. And it did help eventually me and my mom, like, repair our relationship. Me and my mom are in a great space now. I haven't seen her in a couple of days. I should probably call her. If mom, if you're listening, to love you. But it's crazy. 'Cause, like, you think about it and, you know, like, that's just one example. And there's many more of, like, how my religion has helped me. And for everybody, their experience is different. Like, it could have, you know, like, it could have just gone a completely different way. But yeah, I don't regret anything, really. I try to not have any regrets. So thank you, Tristan, for that. But now my time is up. I've got to go. So if you're listening, my name is Miguel Garcia. This is Barely Mexican. Follow me on Twitter at Barely Mexican. Email me with more questions. I'm really enthusiastic that this question was asked and that I even got a question. But yeah, so follow me. Email me at barelymexican95@gmail.com. That's barelymexican95@gmail.com. And I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Y'all take care.